At least 10 people are injured following severe storms in northern Oklahoma that produced tornadoes. The latest coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, April 24th. I'm Nick Daniels. At least 10 are injured following powerful tornadoes that struck north-central Oklahoma Thursday evening, impacting Vance Air Force Base and the Enid area. KGOU's Logan Layden has the latest.
Dramatic video showed a large, violent tornado moving through the base and southeast Enid. Only minor damage was reported at the base, but just to the east, the Gray Ridge neighborhood suffered heavy damage, with some homes destroyed. Garfield County Sheriff Corey Rink told KOCO casualties were light.
It looks like we have not had any fatalities, thank goodness, but we've had a few minor injuries.
Another large tornado touched down near Bremen, just south of the Kansas border. Later in the evening, a tornado warning was issued for Stillwater. Governor Kevin Stitt issued a statement saying he would work with local leaders to assess damage and get resources to people in the local community who need them. I'm Logan Layden.
The American Red Cross is assisting with tornado relief efforts in northern Oklahoma. A shelter is open at the Chisholm Trail Expo Center in Enid for those affected. Also, Vance Air Force Base is closed until further notice. Officials say crews are working to restore power and water to the base. According to a post on social media, officials say that only mission essential personnel should report to work. Everyone else is being asked to stay home and monitor official base communication channels for updates. Switching gears now, Oklahoma elementary students will get twice the recess time next year following a bill the governor signed Thursday. State Impact's Beth Wallace has details.
Senate Bill 1481 doubles the state's minimum requirement for recess from 20 minutes to 40 minutes for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. It can be divided into two periods of 20 minutes. It also stipulates that students can't have recess taken away as a form of discipline. The bill received overwhelming bipartisan support in the House and Senate, with only one vote against in either chamber. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Despite recent storms, all of Oklahoma is in some sort of drought or in an abnormally dry area. Anna Pope reports that dryness has led to a federal disaster declaration.
Because of the intense drought in the past few months, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has declared natural disaster areas that include 56 of Oklahoma's 77 counties. Oklahoma's declarations are part of two different disasters designated by the USDA. The declaration extends emergency credits to producers recovering from natural disasters. The emergency loans can be used for recovery needs, including replacing livestock, refinancing certain debts, or reorganizing a farm. People in counties that neighbor the disaster areas might also be eligible for credits. Farmers and ranchers' deadline for the first round of applications is December 21st. The second is December 15th. Drought continues to be at its worst across swaths of western Oklahoma. I'm Anna Pope.
State and federal leaders dedicated three new public art installations Thursday in Wellston. The artworks are along the iconic U.S. Route 66, where it intersects with the I-44 Turner Turnpike. The largest installation is a 23-foot-tall sculpture of a map pin to mark the midpoint of Oklahoma's nearly 400-mile stretch of the Mother Road. Officials also celebrated the recently completed $48 million Turner Turnpike Bridge above Route 66. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.